Jeff, you're a Sheffield Steeler again. How does that feel?
It feels great. I mean, I never thought I would see the day again, but, you know, opportunity came and you know, it was brought up to me, and I've talked to my family and, you know, I told them that I was going to go full in, committed, and, you know, that if they were able, you know, so she was going to let me, and they were behind me, and it just made the transition smoother. So when you have your family backing you.
So that's how it happened. How big a consideration was your family in all this? Because obviously that's part of the reason why you went obviously to playing semi-professional.
Yeah, I mean, we've talked about it for, you know, a little bit the last 2-3 days, and, you know, it was brought up to me a couple weeks ago, and, you know, we've had a long chat. But, you know, they're behind me, and that's what, you know, I wanted, and, you know, she's going to give me some leeway to, you know, put all my effort in, and I'm really looking forward to playing again and being back with the Steelers. So it's exciting. I'm still a bit shocked that it's happened, but it's good. I'm happy. So
how did the deal come about? What was that kind of conversation like, and was it around the time that obviously Jay Latulip was looking to move on? Is that when it started, the wheel started to go in motion?
Yeah, it was just brought up to me, you know, just as a thought, and, you know, and then I actually, you know, said no at that time, and then I got thinking, you know, and we've talked about it, and, you know, will I have time, and just all the circumstances that go with playing, you know, with the Steelers, and I was just we could do it, so I was really happy to say yes instead of no. So that's pretty much how it came about. I mean, it was just it was kind of just an idea, and got thinking, and, you know, we just decided might as well. You know, they have a great team. I mean, it's lucky to be chosen to be part of something great like this. So it's just enjoying it right now, and, you know, getting ready for the challenge.
Are you still slightly shocked at this moment in time that it's happened? Obviously, there's something that, you know, the kind of the way it's come about. Obviously, you were only playing for the Steel Dogs, you know, recently in the last week or so, and then all of a sudden here you are, and, you know, with Nottingham on the horizon, back in the orange shirt.
Yeah, I mean, it's a great time of year to, you know, to be a Steelers hockey player. You know, one of the biggest games of the year is always the Boxing Day you look forward to. Sell out crowds and the hype, and, you know, it's what you play Steelers hockey for, and to be back at this key moment is a blessing. I'm just happy to be able to be a part of it. You know, I'm honored to be asked to be a part of it. So
how did the conversation go with Jared Adams? I'm sure you will have had discussions leading up to obviously the summer when you announced that you were going to step away from the club. What was the conversation like with Jared Adams when he broached the idea of you of coming back to the Steelers?
Well, I think he put a little bug in my head, and he said, you know what, you know, if you need time, you know, he goes, we can work your schedule. You know, there's a lot of things we can do to help you out if you need it. But, you know, I said, if I came back, Jared, I would be fully committed. I wouldn't want to take a day off here or there. You know, it's a full-time job. And that's what I told him. And, it was at that point in time, I was thinking, is it too much, or, you know? And so I had a good thing about it for a couple of weeks, and I talked to him again, and it just came about. And I want to be a part of the Steelers. I didn't think I was going to be. So, you know, I thought those days were over, but, you know, I'm just glad to have the opportunity to be back in a Steelers shirt.
The deal is in until the end of 2015-16. Was that part of the motivation, the fact that it was a longer-term deal? You weren't just looking until the end of the season, and there's a bit of security there for you and your family.
Yeah, and that was another thing. You know, they gave me a bit of security as well. And the Steel Dogs, you know, when I approached them, and I told them the situation, they were all for it. And, you know, they don't want to hold anybody back. And I was a bit shocked. You know, he said the door's always open. So I appreciate what he's done for me. And it's just an exciting time to be a hockey player for me right now.
Obviously, you've had a standout season for the Steel Dogs. Was it a tough decision to obviously leave them to come back to Sheffield?
Yeah. I mean, I got along with all the guys in the room. And that was the toughest part today, was going in and telling them that I was leaving, and they understand my situation, and every single one of them backed me. And these guys are, you know, unbelievable. You know, like they work, you know, full-time jobs, and they go to the rink. I mean, it's just to get to know each and one of them individually for the last 3 months has been unique and eye-opening. And some of the guys are priceless, and, you know, just memories that I'm glad I was a part of. And, you know, hopefully we'll still be friends, you know, go for a couple of years. They told me not to be shy, so they were just across the street. I was like, yeah. So, I mean, everybody was behind me, so that was the best feeling that I got, you know, tonight. I was just hoping there was no people, you know, talking about me not going back and blah, 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 you know, just all the situation. But they were all for it, so it was a good day. It was a big stress relief when they were backing me, so.
Mm. And you've had an excellent goal scoring record in the English Premier League so far this year. Did you feel like you still had something to prove in the Elite League with the kind of numbers that you were putting up?
Well, you know what, I feel like I still play. I mean, I'm given a different role, you know. Jared is giving me a different role to play, and I'm ready for that role. Obviously, he wants me to score goals. When you score goals, everybody wants goals. So, but you know, maybe you put me in a defensive role. Like, we have a talk tomorrow at practice, and we're gonna go through the systems and, you know, penalty kill. And so we talked about that as my role, because they got a lot of firepower already. So it would be maybe a shutdown line. So I'm going to play a different role, and I'm excited to play that role. So it's good. It'll be concrete, obviously, tomorrow at practice. But yeah, just a third line center role, you know, where, you know, you play against the top lines, and you have to shut them down. And when you can contribute, you contribute. So that's the role that we've talked about, and you know, it's going to be concrete tomorrow as what he wants me to do.
Have you been following the Steelers' progress so far this season?
Yeah, I talk to, you know, Jonna once a week, or if not more. So, and, you know, Huey, and I get along with all of them. We talk all the time, golf and stuff like that. So I follow it pretty close, and especially with Twitter, you can follow anything pretty quick. So they're doing great, and that's why, you know, the decision was, it was so easy to, you know, come back, and they're very successful right now, and I just want to be a part of it and hopefully help out.
We touched on it earlier, but obviously coming back for the Boxing Day game against Nottingham, how's that going to feel coming out in front of, you know, 9,500 people at the arena?
Yeah, well, I'm already nervous, so I can just imagine what it's going to be like that day. But, you know, you don't play this game. If you don't get nervous, you shouldn't be playing the game. So it's going to be an unreal feeling, something that I didn't think I was going to have a chance to do again. And, you know, I'm excited for the challenge and excited for that day.
And I understand you're going to be wearing the number 12 shirt instead of the traditional Jeff Legree number 11. Tell me the significance of that.
There's not much to it, to be fair. It was, you know, it was close to 11, and my son was born in December and 12 months. So I was going to go 31, but I don't think 31 is a forward, because he was born on the 31st. So I just don't think it's a number a forward should wear. It's like a goalie number. So that's why I picked it.